You know, sometimes you just have to love this oracle. You know, I finished the journey imagery recording a few days back. I did a great stack of work on it, preparing good stuff before the event, doing the research, thinking up examples, and the editing took weeks, not just the deathly boring technical stuff, but also adding in notes, putting the text on the screen for every hexagram and line we referred to, and so on. Anyway, I put it on sale for £7 for the recording and £12 for the CD. And then I thought it'd be nice to just give this away, to make a gift of it to my I Ching course customers. So I added it to the I Ching course page as a bonus, and I sent an email to everyone who's already bought the course with the username and password and a link to download it. And I tracked how many people, out of the 86 I sent the email to, clicked this link to download their gift. Two of them did. Two. I'd have thought these were the 86 people in the world most likely to want to get their hands on something like this. They've already paid for an I Ching course, and now they can get a hefty chunk of I Ching glossary for free. And exactly two of them think it's worth their time to download. Okay. There's obviously something I'm missing here. So I asked, Yi, what? No interest? Why ever not? And Yi said, Hexagram 22, that's beauty or making beautiful, changing to Hexagram 15, authenticity or modesty. I always look at the two hexagram names first for signs for sentence that answers my question directly. Why didn't I get anyone's interest? Because my presentation was too straightforward, too modest. Ah. Suddenly, I remember the subject line of that email I sent out. I thought of free I Ching gift, or free 2-hour I Ching audio, and so on. But they all sounded embarrassingly salesy. And besides, if you put free in a subject line, there's bound to be some emails that get caught in spam filters. So I just typed in small gift and left it at that. Small gift. Making it beautiful with modesty. Ah, yes. Actually, I'm quite reassured by this reading as a whole. First of all, it tells me that the lack of response is a presentation problem. Then it tells me with Hexagram 15 my basic attitude is solid. As long as I can manage authenticity, I'll be okay in the long term. And the moving lines are also pretty reassuring. At line 1, I've got out of the carriage and gone on foot. That's something like what I'm doing here again, just saying what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, without dressing it up in big sales speak. What you see is what you get. Line 6, too. White beauty, no mistake. Or making beautiful with white. No carefully crafted language. No vivid evocation of what wonderful things they'll get when they download journey images. I've sort of tried to do that on the actual web page about it, of course, but I didn't bother with anything like that in the email. I can't help noticing that line points to hexagram 36, hiding brightness, which can mean hiding your light under a bushel. Ah, well. Note to self, if you want people to be interested in free stuff, you've got to sell it. Just as much as what they pay for. Anyway, I just thought that was a really nice, kind reading from Yi, and I wanted to share it.